Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Hines, please.
Yeah, what one?
Glenn Hines.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Glenn. My name's Michael Tidd. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah.
Are you okay to have a 5-10 minute chat with me, Glenn, or would you rather me call you back?
Yeah, let me turn you up a bit. Sorry. Right, can you start that again? You from where?
From MMA Legal, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, hi, mate. Yeah, I was told you Billy was dealing with.
Yeah, you was, yeah. I've got my colleague Billy in customer care.
Yeah.
Did she tell you to expect a call from me?
No, she just said she'll keep us updated of what's going on, but, yeah. I don't mind. It's fine.
Okay. Just to let you know, Glenn, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
My role is, as an investigator, Glenn, is to get to know you, get to know your case a bit better, and then go out and gather the evidence before we submit to the Scottish Redress team.
Yeah.
My role today, or this call today, isn't about, obviously, what happened to you or your time in care. I don't need to drag you over those emotional coals just yet.
Yeah.
My role today is more to find out, you know, the trauma and the impact of being in care, how that's had an effect on you into your adult life, through the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug issues. And what I'll do, Glenn, is I'll write to those relevant authorities, gather that medical information, and I'll submit it to the Scottish Redress team as an accurate picture of what has happened to you in care, has followed you or haunted you, if you like, into your adult years.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Glenn?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Glenn. Are you still okay to have a 5 minutes with me?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. That's all I can say.
Okay. Have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Glenn?
I don't like using the word depression, but because it's a mix of obviously PTSD. But yeah, anxiety, no, I tend not to have any anxious times. It's more downers.
Okay. And have you spoke to your GP or your doctor about that, Glenn?
No, the first time I've ever spoken.
Say that again, sorry.
Billy. No, the first time I've ever spoken about
it
is when I've spoken to Elon.
Okay. GP. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any sort of substance issues, Glenn?
No, I'm quite disciplined now. I do like a drink on the weekend, but I don't drink during the week because of my work.
That's amazing.
I don't hide within the drink.
Okay, perfect. And the last one, Glenn, it's just obviously the worst and the toughest, and I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask this. So I do apologise in advance.
That's all right.
But have you ever tried to take your own life, Glenn?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm sorry that you thought that was your only option.
Is that right?
Did you end up in hospital with that?
Just because I jumped out of a 3-story window. Just the injuries from that.
Oh, okay. Okay, are you okay, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm fine. Right, keep going.
Okay. That's the worst one, Glenn. And the reason why I asked that is, obviously, if there's a hospitalisation, I'll write to the hospital. And get your medical records from the hospital. I am so sorry I did ask that. I should have really not asked that while she was driving, so that's my bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's going to be addressed.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, man, though. No. Okay. What hospital was you admitted to, Glenn?
It was based overseas with the forces in Germany at Nuremberg.
Oh, okay.
So you have to get it from
that
two records.
Can I get that from your army records, you think?
You should be able to, because it was
in the military
hospital.
Okay, so it's a military hospital. Where would you suggest that I write you, Glenn? obviously I've never come across a military film before.
I wouldn't have a clue, but well, I was a law engineer, so our headquarters is at Chatham in Kent. You might set their records down there. I don't know actually where the records are held.
Okay, I'll write to the Royal Engineers. Obviously, I won't tell them why I'm writing, it's none of their business.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is I'll write to them and I'll request all of your records whilst you're in the army. And hopefully that'll cover the hospitalisation that you had. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Okay.
So what I'll do, Glenn, is I'll obviously write to the military. I'll write to the social services of the setting, of the care settings you were in. And I will go through, once I get all of the information back of your time in care, Glenn, do you want me to share that with you?
Well, it's only that one period, so I know you can do, to see what they come out with, but like I said, I've never had any redress or anything over the years. I've just helped it in.
Yeah, I know, buddy. Have you ever thought about speaking to somebody, Glenn? I know you're a big, you're a strong army guy.
No,
obviously,
I've tried to over the years.
Yeah.
But no.
Do you have a wife or a partner, Glenn, that you could speak to?
Yes. I've got a good friend. She tried to help him. But wife...
Both me and Billy know your backstory. Both Billy and I obviously work in this setting, if you like. If you ever need to talk to anybody, you can always pick up the phone to us. It really doesn't matter whether it's about your case. If you're struggling with your mental health and you want to talk to somebody who understands what's gone on and going on, honestly, I mean this, you know, in all sincerity, you can call us, Glenn.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Okay, but please do pick up that phone if you need to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what I'll do, Glenn, is... I'll obviously get your information, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it together. I may even come down and meet you. Where are you in? Are you in DG?
Oh yeah, I'm based in South
West
of Scotland.
Okay, I may come up and see you. We go through the information together. And then we'll make sure obviously you're happy with all of your statements, make sure we haven't missed anything out. And if you need any sort of help with any sort of professional care, then we will help you with that as well. We'll write recommendations to your doctors. If you need us to help you on this journey, we work for you. So, you know, we'll stand by you side by side.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It really is. So once we submit to the Scottish Redress, Glenn, we will then await a panel date. Panel will then judge on our case, and then hopefully we'll then get you the recognition you deserve in the form of an apology, and also some financial compensation if behind. Is that okay?
That's fine, mate. I made that call. Coming up.
Hopefully this will help you with some... Yeah, hopefully... Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? We need to get you the acknowledgement of what's happened to you. Not only that, is we're trying to, you know, create this awareness with the Scottish Government to make them sit up and take notice so it doesn't happen to younger people or anyone else, you know?
Yeah.
No, you know, let's be... totally honest with each other, whatever money we can get you isn't going to help, isn't going to fix what's happened to you in your past. But hopefully the recognition and, you know, your care, your records whilst you're in care may go some way of piecing that puzzle together for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, Glenn, on what I'm
trying to go with? No, I just don't know if it's worth noting that I became, after we'd come away from there, I became a very violent person.
Yeah, of course. And that's to be expected. If you've only known violence as a child, what you know, it's not your fault, Glenn. None of this has been your fault. You need to understand that, sir.
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, you need to stop putting a blame. You know, a lot of my clients blame themselves, but it's not your fault. It was forced upon you. This care setting, you were let down by the local authorities, by the Scottish Government, some cases parents. It's not you. You haven't let anyone down.
I know. This is all of the above.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like all I right. said, Glenn, you've got my number. If you need me, ring me. Don't care what time it is. What I may do is I may also give you my personal number as well, which I've never done before. If it's all right with you, I might text you with my personal number, and if you need me, you can ring me anytime.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that in a sec after this call. So, do you have any questions for me, Glenn? Do you understand what I'm going to do for you and what my role is?
Yeah, I do understand, yeah.
Okay. I just need to go over some legal declaration with you, just so you understand, you know, what our fees are and what other options are out there for you, Glenn. So, just to let you know, say that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail gathering your own evidence, if you so wish to do so, and then running your own case. That's an option for you. The other option, option two, is there are law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge any fees or charge you any fees. The reason why they do that is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally discuss their practices, what they do and what they, more importantly, don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme.
Yeah.
We've actively rejected on multiple occasions. We've entered into a private fee agreement with yourself in a joint venture under a no-win, no-fee agreement.
Yeah, I get
what
that
means. Yeah, if you win, we win. We lose together. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Yeah.
What that means is no matter how much time and efforts we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Glenn, because you've been through so much emotional hardship and distress, we will never put you under any sort of financial distress. So if we are unsuccessful in getting you compensation, you will never owe us any money.
Yeah.
Our insurance policy covers all of our fees. So just for a bit of peace of mind, Glenn, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee.
No, I probably understand that bit.
Okay, perfect. Are you still happy? Do you understand those three options, Glenn?
Okay. Yeah.
And you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to let you know, Glenn, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the process, happy with the fees, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case.
Yeah.
But that's up to you.
No, that's right. I'm clear on that.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period. Perfect.
Yeah.
What I'll do, Glenn, is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with my official contract details. You have my work number now. I am going to give you a text with my number. If you need me, you know, you can give me a call. If you're struggling, obviously, you know, depending on how bad it is, obviously, yeah, we always advise you to call the authorities first, but if you need me for a chat with somebody who understands your background, then yeah, give me a call.
I will.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
All right, Glenn, love. Do you drive careful, buddy, and I'm sorry for having to drag you over there.
No, no, it's fine, mate. It's fine. This time it's come out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, pal. Okay, I'll write to you within a couple of weeks here, but I'll text you straight after this call.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Glenn. Drive careful,
cheers,
buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, then.
Thanks, sir. Bye now. Bye-bye.